Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
What's up, Star Wars fam? So glad to be back. Yeah, Rye's got a new shirt on today. Look at that.
That's right. That's right. Ahsoka yes. Tano for Clone Wars. Just came in this morning.
That top is so dope.
Thank you, Steph. How are you doing?
And I'm doing great. I have my coffee. I'm ready to go. This is a good week to talk Star Wars. We are days away from May the 4th be with you. It's
yes.
a good time. I'm Steph Sabra, by the way, Chewbacca's long-lost daughter, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-pilot, head of Popcorn Talk, Ryan Nielsen.
That's right, and I'm rocking a sort of a Han Solo vest. This was just a fashion choice this morning. It's not cold or anything. I'm just rocking a vest. It's been a crazy week for
just
Star Wars.
A fashion thing.
Yeah.
I was really wondering that, Rye. I was like, is that best fashion or function?
Mixing it up. And it's definitely not function.
Yes. I love that, Rye. Yes.
And Steph, you were on Marvel this morning.
Yeah, I was. We've spent 2 hours together today. How lucky am I?
Lucky, because last week you were not on the show to your dog. I don't know if we could say. Yeah.
Update, guys. So basically, what was it? 5 minutes before the show, one of my dogs almost peed in my room. So I was like, shoot, I have to take them out really quickly because they couldn't go outside because in the backyard because there was work being done.
Right.
So I was like, I got to take them out. So I took them out in the front yard. And one of them needs to be on a leash because he's wild and runs. But then my dad said the other one will follow our girl dog. So don't worry about it. I take them outside, and within seconds, this guy just bolts it, and I have no idea where he is. So by the time I get the other dogs in, I can't see him. So I text Ryan. I said, Ryan, my dog ran away. I don't know when I'll be back, but yeah, just so
and
you
I was
know.
Like,
and then
we
it ended up
delay or
yeah,
what going? And then she was.
I'm so
a dog.
Glad you did the show because Rachel Goodman is the shiz. And she's such a queen. But anyways, took me 45 minutes to find him. He's staring at me right now. I'm still mad at you. he was seconds away from entering oncoming traffic onto a highway.
Horrifying.
Like, you are so stupid. Anyways, I'm glad I'm here this week, Rye, because we have so much good news to talk about.
Yes.
Let's talk about Clone Wars.
Oh my gosh. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it because we have the best guys. For all you not watching Clone Wars out there, hop on, because you got nothing else to do in quarantine. We had maybe the best piece of Star Wars content in, I'm going to go with 2 years, in 2 years this past Friday.
More than Mandalorian?
You keep stumping me with that, because Mandalorian's darn good. You know what? I take it all back. But it's the best piece of Star Wars animated content we've had in a really long time.
Okay.
With The Phantom Apprentice. First of all, amazing title, because the Phantom Menace, Apprentice, Darth Maul was his apprentice, and then he wants an apprentice. It's really great. One of the best lightsaber fights. They've been teasing it for 3 years, ever since we saw that first trailer at, I think, San Diego Comic-Con 2017. Wow. We got to see it last Friday, and this arc has been everything we've hoped. Again, Rachel Goodman and I do an after show on Fridays. We were losing our minds, and the finale, well, we're getting the second to last episode tonight, and then the finale is coming on Monday for Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
Everyone was
Wait,
raving.
What did you think about... I know. What did you think about the fight and everything?
Oh my gosh. The fight could not have been more epic. You had Ahsoka v. Maul. This is what they've been teasing forever. Such an amazing fight. And the way they did it, which is some of the news we've totally got to break down. They got Ray Park, who played Darth Maul in Phantom Menace, and as well as in Solo, Star Wars Story. And they got him to do motion capture. So you actually had Darth Maul doing the movements of Darth Maul for the fight. It was epic.
Yeah. And to hear Dave Filoni talk about that, getting him and wanting his involvement was really, really dope. Because it just makes it so much better because he is Darth Maul. That makes sense.
Exactly. And there's these great behind-the-scenes videos I've been going all over Twitter of just showing them hit. It's great. It's what we've always wanted. It's more Darth Maul. And this episode, I think more so than any other content we've gotten from Star Wars, has really made that character better than he's ever been before. Like, they've just given so much to Darth Maul as a villain, and now he's definitely one of my favorite characters in all of Star Wars. And a lot of people in the chat are feeling the same. First of all, guys, shout out every 4 p.m.
I read a few...
What were you going to say?
Yes.
Yes, every 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are live.
Oh, no, shout... No, is there any good...
Is there any good what?
I was going to say, I've read a few think pieces that have talked about specifically how Clone Wars has made Darth Maul such a beloved villain. Like, everyone's obsessed with him. And then also that Clone Wars just solidifies how heartbreaking Anakin's character arc was.
Definitely. It's super heartbreaking. And it's, again, I've been saying it forever. I tweeted out this morning. It's Lion King 1.5 for Revenge of the Sith. It is completely that. Like,
wait, can you elaborate on that thesis?
Elaborating on that thesis, in the first episode of this final arc, Obi-Wan and Anakin are leaving to go to that battle that opens up Revenge of the Sith. And there are things that are going on throughout this past episode where Obi-Wan was, he called in as a hologram and he's about to go fight Grievous. So there's stuff that's going on in the middle of Revenge of the Sith that's happening in this show. I think we're going to get Order 66 tonight.
Tonight,
I think we're getting it. The episode's called Shattered, Steph. That's the title. Shattered. Sounds sad.
Wow, that sounds really sad.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. And the show, it's coming, it's going to culminate on Monday, on May the 4th.
Wait, Shattered?
Shattered.
Sounds like Drake made that title.
Okay.
Wow. Sure. Okay, well, I'm really excited about that. And what time's your after show?
10 a.m. Friday on
Friday, 10 a.m.
Yeah, 10 a.m. PST. Be there.
Dope. So, and then the finale is May 4th.
May 4th. I don't believe we have a title for the finale yet, but I mean, what a treat. I think it's coming out the night May 3rd, but it's like 3 a.m. May 4th. So,
it's like the night before Christmas. It's Santa's gift.
It is Santa's gift. And for,
amazing.
Yeah, we can't celebrate outside, but we can totally watch all the Star Wars we want inside.
Talking about celebration, I know there's one thing you were very worried about, as many Star Wars fans, with Star Wars Celebration. They never officially announced what was going to be happening, but a lot of people assumed, because it was in the summer, that it was going to be canceled, like Comic-Con and everything else that has been canceled. But they just released a statement that basically said it's an ever-changing situation. We're in communication with Anaheim's, like, the people who make the rules, and they're monitoring the situation, to quote. What do you think about that, Ray?
I think this is going to get canceled, and I'm going to be sad. It's funny. We do another show.
I know.
We do another show on the network called The Con Guy, and you should check it out. They've been actually doing some virtual WonderCon panels that would have been at WonderCon in person, doing them online. One of them, they had a group of people on who plan cons, and they shedded some insight as to why a lot of these conventions are going to be canceled and why they haven't announced that they're going to be canceled yet. It has a lot to do with insurance. So there's this thing called, like, the Act of God clause when you have, like, insurance for these events. And until someone of government comes to you and is like, you cannot do this event because of XYZ, they are not going to announce it, because if they announce it before then, people could sue them for, hey, I spent all this money prepping for this, you didn't give me any heads up.
Oh.
Right. So they have to wait.
Wow.
And this statement toes that line, because it says they're in communication with the governor, all this, you know, this, that, and the other. So, yeah, it's a lot of technicalities.
Wow.
I think it's going to get canceled, unfortunately, which sucks because we had tickets.
Wait. Right.
What?
I love that's like sucks.
No, it's but so sad.
I'm so into knowing that, because that makes absolute sense. Because everyone's like, why the heck is Comic-Con waiting this long? We know it's going to be canceled. There's no way that this is possible. And then that makes complete sense.
Totally makes sense. I think the big question is, like, where can you take that way of thinking into stuff outside of conventions? And it's like the bigger conventions, they were even saying, you know, Comic-Con's huge, but there are some business conventions that don't even hold like a candle to Comic-Con. that are also getting canceled. And I think like a lot of the small vendors who have a stand are going to really be hurt by this because, you know, they sometimes gear their whole year around this stuff.
Totally. Yeah, that I think about that. It's always the small businesses that get hit, but hopefully when the Comic-Con does get reopened and all of these conventions, people go extra hard. I know I will. I feel like the next Comic-Con I go to, I'm going to like be like, take my cash. I want all of this. Like, I want to buy all of it.
All of it. All of it. But no, it sucks. I'm bummed. That's where we would have gotten a lot of news.
Yeah, I know. But maybe they'll do something like what they're doing with the virtual Star Wars convention. That is, I feel like, making lemonade out of lemons. Because they just announced that they're going to have a whole day of May the 4th and Revenge of the 5th back to back. Yeah, and their schedule looks so, so fun. And so maybe they do something like that, Rye?
I hope. I'm excited for this week. So as it hasn't really hit me yet that Star Wars Celebration might not be happening, even though I totally don't think it will. I'm just excited for May the 4th and the 5th, and I'm hyped on Clone Wars. There's going to be that gray area over the summer, though, like in June and July, where we're getting like no new content, and we're just going to be waiting.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to plan some really fun shows, which we do. This is a good time to talk about.
Yes.
Rye and I are switching next week's episode to May the 4th because why wouldn't we? And it's going to be a special edition episode. It is our what's the name we decided on?
The Cantina. Oh gosh. It's the May the 4th Cantina Hangout Special.
Hangout special. So we're going to try to have fun little drinking games because this is a holiday, you know. We should be getting festive with it. I'll probably go get some tequila, make some cantina drinks, you know.
Yeah, and so many people are going to be celebrating it. Hopefully we're going to have some people like pop in and out. We might, hey guys, slide into our DMs and let us know like if there's something you want to send a message, send a video, shout out your Star Wars collection, anything. We'll feature it. We're still kind of finalizing the time for that Monday, but it will be like earlier in the day, and we're going to be on social media tweeting a lot of the stuff out from our accounts, reacting to the news, the episodes. There's so much going on. We cannot wait for this holiday.
Yeah, because the actual the online for May the 4th, they're starting East Coast time, so it's going to be pretty early. So we're thinking by the time we do it, they'll be done with the main sections of that day before they do the live tweet alongs and other things on their schedule. But they do have a Q&A with Ashley Eckstein, as you know, is the voice of Ahsoka Tano. So that will be really cool. She's awesome. And they'll also be talking about the Clone Wars finale.
Do you think we're going to get anything announced? I know it's the coronavirus, nothing's in production, but guess what? Animation is probably the most easy thing to do in a time like this. What if they have this epic finale and they tease something up? I don't know. Is that wishful thinking, Steph? What do you think?
Maybe. I don't know if it would be with animation. I feel like they were pretty like, this is the end of Clone Wars.
Right.
And you're lucky we gave you this. But I think that I don't know, anything could happen. They could maybe drop a trailer for something. I see them doing that for Star Wars Celebration instead, but they might.
I feel like so many things are getting announced this week as opposed to on May the 4th. I hope something comes out of it, although I don't have that high of expectations because we're already getting a Mandalorian documentary series that's going to start up and the finale of Clone Wars, so there's not much more you could ask.
I don't know. I hope though, because you never know.
I'm
they
Star
might
Wars
be like
needy.
Everyone's stuck at home.
See,
yeah,
exactly. I'm needy. I need something, but I'm not expecting.
I'm the same way, Ryan. I'm like, listen, we're in quarantine. Can you give me anything that I can feel good about?
Exactly. And people in the chat are really excited about May 4th. Give me something to feel good about. We got both the Gregory's, Steph. We always have those two Gregory's, Gregory Castillo and Greg
Mastrovich. Yo!
What up, Gregs?
Gregory and, gang, gang.
Gang, gang. And Laura Nilsson liking the video. Thank you, Laura. You're the best.
Laura Nilsson! Mom of the year!
Yes, and Manny Gonzalez as always, as well as coming down and Haywood Wong.
Oh, what Keith, up?
Oh my gosh, Steph, you're not going to believe this. Keith Nilsson has joined the chat.
No way.
Yeah.
Keith Nilsson, it is an honor
and he,
to serve you this episode.
And he's more excited about Cinco de Mayo than May the 4th.
We can celebrate that. That's why I'm doing tequila on May the 4th, because I'm pre-gaming for Cinco de Mayo. Keith, great. I'm with you.
Great call. Great call. We see you. What else we got, Steph? What else we got?
There's just fun ways to talk about celebrating Star Wars Day at home, which we're talking about. We need something to feel good about. So a lot of it is that, there'll officially be the full Skywalker saga available on Disney Plus, which Ryan didn't know that, but they don't have the latest one, right?
Yeah.
They don't have episode 9.
So they don't have 9 yet. Which that makes sense, because when I read that story, I was like, don't they already have it all on there? And that's the only one they're missing.
Yeah.
So they're making a big deal about, like, okay, we're adding one more movie that you've all already probably bought, if you're gonna buy it, to Disney Plus. But I think it's cool. I mean, now you're gonna have the ability to just stream and binge all 9 movies whenever you'd like if you have Disney Plus. I think it's great. Hopefully we get some more behind the scenes details and footage. There was not much on the Blu-ray that we got, and which I was kind of expecting some behind the scenes, but I think it's great. It's a great time to put it up with May the 4th. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I think it's awesome to put it up. It's actually kind of earlier than I thought. I thought that they would milk people just buying it as much as possible, because low-key, we almost bought it because my mom wants to rewatch it. And I was like, we should just buy it because I like to own them anyways.
Right.
But now I won't. I don't think I will, because if they're going to put it on Disney Plus, I'm already paying for that, right? I'm just being financially responsible.
Exactly.
And you know?
It makes complete sense. I don't know.
Thank you.
I want to hear from the chat. Would you guys, now that you know this is going to be on Disney Plus, are you ever going to buy The Rise of Skywalker? Comment below if you will buy it or just watch it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's hard because I do like owning them. I have most of them, I think. I'm not sure. Another thing that they suggest, there's a whole list, but the only other one I care for is that you can dress up. Like, go in your closet box, find your favorite
vest.
Star Wars outfit. Yes. Yeah. I don't think I have any here, though. That's what... Oh, wait. I have one thing.
Ooh.
I have one thing.
Okay,
but,
tease
so it. Maybe we should bring one,
we'll
but it will
up.
Cover my face.
Is it just a helmet? don't tease it, tease it. We'll dress up for the day. See, I don't have much with me either. I just got shirts. I got this new Ahsoka shirt. She's peeking, but I think maybe I'll makeshift something. I'll do some face paint. We'll see what happens. It could get dirty or messy. Sorry, not dirty.
I was just about to suggest that you should get orange and blue paint and be Ahsoka.
We'll see.
That's something you should do.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, this is fun, Rye. Star Wars writer launches late night talk show on Animal Crossing. So this is one of the writers of Rogue One. Her name is, I don't want to butcher it.
Don't butcher it. Her name is Charlize Theron. No, it's not her.
No.
Her name, I actually...
Oh, no, it's up. Gary Whitta, but he's bringing on different people, like a YouTube star named Naomi Kyle,
okay.
An
Whitta.
Actress. Yeah, that's why. Because I saw a picture of a girl, I was like, wait, did I read this whole article wrong? No, it's Gary Whitta.
I think
Whitta.
This is so clever. Like, this is the hottest game right now. Everyone's playing it, and what a weird way to for a spot to put on a talk show. I feel like Star Wars has been doing this a lot, though, lately. Because they did something with Fortnite when Rise of Skywalker came out, and they had all, like, the Emperor deliver a message.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this a lot.
People are in... That's, like, Travis Scott just did a live concert on Fortnite, right?
Yeah, he did.
I just think the gaming, it's because there's so many gamers, and if they can tap into that, it's so smart. I am not a gamer, but get after it, boy. I think this is a great idea. I think it's so random, and only in 2020 would you hear Star Wars writer to launch a show on Animal Crossing. Like, what does that even mean to the future?
We should have thought of this. That's my problem. I'm like fan with. I always go back to fan with open arms. I'm just gonna embrace it. But at first, I was like, why didn't we think of this?
Yeah, it's smart. It's smart. Basically about hodgepodging the most random things nowadays.
I think it's cool. I think that's a way to hit a whole new audience, especially on the biggest game right now. I mean, and just one quick game thing. I don't think we have this in a rundown, but speaking of games, Star Wars Battlefront 2, which was also on PlayStation 4, just had its final update this week. Everyone knew an update was coming. It's like the Episode 9 and Clone Wars update. But they were like, no, this is our final update, because I think PlayStation 5 is going to be announced soon. But what's kind of cool is they're adding the planet. Yeah, it's pretty neat. They're adding the planet Scarif and a bunch of new skins for characters you could be, including Anakin Skywalker, Clone Wars version. But what's kind of neat about it is it looks just like Hayden Christensen, but it's the Clone Wars outfit. And you're like, man, what could have been? Oh, it looks really good.
Wait, that's really cool.
Yeah, Hayden's face really lends itself well to video games. I don't know if that's
I know. They could have given him some more roles, but he provided too much drama for them, I think.
Shout out to Hayden. Wouldn't you? I would kill to meet Hayden. I would love
I am a Hayden Christensen fan. Yeah. I liked it. I feel like, and you said it, and this like made it's changed the way I explain my problem with it. He was directed incorrectly. It's not his acting.
Right. And it's not only that, it's difficult to act when you can't see what's in front of you. Like, you can't, everything around you is green screen or blue screen. And I think nowadays that's more expected, that's more common. Obviously not with the new Star Wars movies, but then that was kind of becoming a new thing. And it's a combination of a lot of things that I think could have affected him. And I think, he's underrated. I like him. I think he's like a big supporter of the franchise. I would love to meet him. Who else loves Hayden? Comment below.
Yeah, I love Hayden. Listen.
Oh, and Steph, I got a shout out real quick. Maybe my favorite YouTube name in the chat right now. It's called Coming Down Roseman's Pike. Off of the actress Roseman Pike. Really
That's
funny.
That's amazing.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, I wish I was that creative. Great work. Okay, I think you have to be a student for this next story, but if you don't, I'm doing it. If you do, good for them. Basically, the Education Reference Desk, which is a resource for students, is going to pay people to binge all of the Star Wars movies, $1,000. So they added it up, and that's $33 per hour. That's insane.
It is insane. And I'll tell you this, 5 minutes before we started, I submitted. I did. I submitted. I wrote everything in. They were like, how many Twitter followers do you have? I was putting it all in. So we'll see what happens.
Wait, but you don't have to be a student?
It didn't ask for a college or anything. I just...
Whoa!
Yeah, so guys...
Say less, sir. I might be your competition.
Ooh, in fact, you know what? We'll put the link for the submissions in... That sounded weird. We'll put the link for submitting your name to this in the comments below or in the description so you guys can all submit your name for this as well. But yeah, you can get paid $1,000 to binge watch this. I think it's all the movies and it's all The Mandalorian. So it's really just the live action stuff.
Easy. This is like...
It's over 30 hours.
People are doing this anyways, though. I actually was going to... Because when I was on the Action Guys show and they were asking me about Star Wars, I'm like, I should probably just rewatch them all. Like, this is the only time I could consecutively do it with not feeling bad about missing anything else. Why not?
We got the time. I like to just put certain ones on if I'm playing like a video game or if I'm just stressed out. I like want to.
I do that.
Is there one movie from the saga that like, I don't know if anyone else does this. Please comment below if you do. But there's sometimes I just pull up a scene because I'm like, I need an adrenaline rush of awesomeness real quick. And I always like to put on that scene from Last Jedi where she launches the ship into the other ship. Because that just, for some reason, it gives me chills. And if I'm like in a bad mood or I'm feeling down, I put that on. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's a smart idea. Okay, I don't do that all the time, but when I've a few times needed to see the scene where Rey grabs the lightsaber or like calls to the lightsaber for the first, like force brings it to her, because that was the first time that scene just like lights me up.
Are you talking about when Kylo is like, he's reaching for it and yes, then it's and, like it wiggles yes. and then it goes by his face and then the music just like hits. Oh my gosh. Yo,
yeah,
I was,
after he just slit John Boyega.
Dude, I worked at a movie theater, a dine-in movie theater. I was a server when that movie came out, and every time I would time when I would go into the theater to check on my guests, I would time it for that scene just so I could witness that moment.
No way!
That exact scene every time.
Ryan!
Every time. Oh my gosh. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen that. I love that scene. Oh.
Such a good scene. But movie I will put on the background the most is Return of the Jedi. I think that's the one where I'm like, I like to reference that the most.
Great call. I think that one has had so many amazing moments. And that's sort of the thrill of putting one on in the background where you can just kind of turn around and come mm-hmm. in and out and have an amazing moment. I'm curious what everyone else's like Star Wars movie to put on in the background is.
Yeah.
And stuff like this. So guys, comment below. We'll shout you out.
This you put in this story, and I'm glad you did, because it's just like, what happened? Harrison Ford.
Dude.
He is under FAA investigation because I think for the second time now, he's caused a plane to like emergency land because he's in their way.
Oh my gosh. You know, funny enough, this is so weird. I was producing a show right before this with Ileana Douglas.
Uh-huh.
It's the film scene. We had a guest on today named Hal Sparks. Mm-hmm. He's an actor. He's been in a few things. You might know him from Spider-Man 2. He's the guy in the elevator that's like, nice Spidey suit. Anyway, is that guy. Really cool. He had insight on this because he learned how to fly at the same airport that Harrison Ford did. And apparently he's a legend there. Yeah. And I think the one a few years back where he like landed in a golf course, the insight he provided, that Hal provided, was he doesn't get enough credit for landing that plane because apparently the type of aircraft he was flying is very flimsy. And if something goes off course like it did, there's like no chance you can land it. So the fact that he landed that one safely is amazing. However, with this, I think what happened was he just like was walking past a runway and all of these people were like, don't go past that runway. And he just did. So he's getting flack for it.
Listen, he's Han Solo. He can do whatever he wants.
He's like, don't tell me the odds. I'm walking back.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It just reminds me of the line I hate the most and people like from Han when... Do you know... If you had to guess what annoyed me, what do you think it is?
Is it the scene where he's with Leia... Oh, God, here we go. And he's like, I don't know. And he's like,
she starts it.
Yeah. Is it the I know?
Yes.
Oh, my. Why does that? That's a great
No,
line.
Dude.
Okay,
if
here we go.
If I ever was like, oh, I like now he's my man. Like, we go together now. And mm-hmm. I go, I love you. And you say, I know, I am throat punching you.
Oh my gosh. But, okay, I hear you, and I agree with you for the most part, but in the context of the movie, did you not think it worked, or were you just like, across the board, unacceptable?
I get that that's part of his personality, but like, I could see him doing like a little butt grab, and that being like the spicy Han Solo aspect.
Oh my gosh.
You just...
He's a scoundrel. You need...
Yes, butt grab.
I thought that was butt grab. People shouting, people in the chat listing off the ones they put in the background. Greg Moshevich, this isn't a Star Wars movie, but you said Blade Runner. Then he said, oops, my
Hansel,
bad.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, good call. But Manny agreeing with you, Steph, saying Return of the Jedi, coming down Roseman's Pike, Phantom Menace. And then we got Mooma Ra saying The Fugitive, another Harrison Ford movie, not Star Wars, but great call there. So guys, thanks for listening to them off.
I feel like I read something. Oh, the pod racing scenes are awesome in Phantom Menace from coming down Rosamund's Pike. God, that username. I love the pod racing scenes, and I like Phantom Menace.
There you go. But she doesn't like the I know. Moving, no, I'm joking. I mean, there's a lot of redeeming qualities to all of them, and I think the pod race is the coolest scene. I mean, the sound effects, it's awesome. That's one I would put on just to get my Star Wars adrenaline thrill.
Yeah.
There. Oh my gosh.
Quick question, Rye, concerning your background. What's your relation to the stormtroopers?
I'm actually being held captive right now, and at gunpoint, I wasn't going to address it. That's why the First Order is in my background right there.
Blink twice if you're okay. Oh, no! Someone send help.
No, the background, I'm toying around with them. Is it not working? Is my ear or shoulder disappearing?
No, I love it. I already told you.
Thank you. It's a pretty cool background. Like I said, Star Wars tweeted out a bunch of Zoom backgrounds, and this was the next one in rotation. Again, just making some display fashion choices today. I'm being bold, Steph.
Oh my gosh, I'm so here for it. Are you kidding me? Rye with the fashion, yes. Here for it. I'm your number one fan, Rye.
Thank you. Likewise.
So there's not much else to talk about. This would be too hard to explain, but I really do want to call to it because it was my favorite Twitter thread ever.
Okay.
There was a Twitter thread, and it set each character from Star Wars with the type of coffee they would be drinking.
That's right.
And it was just so well written from Violet Wilson, I believe. And she's a fan. Yeah, she's an author. And she killed this. Like, I'm just going to read the first one. Obi-Wan makes French press coffee and gently uses just the weight of his hand to lower the filter so that the sediment isn't overly disturbed and the acidity is controlled.
Yeah.
And like, she goes on, and it is so spot on.
It is spot on. I was, my favorite one maybe though was for Finn. They said Finn has a Keurig because Jesus Christ, not everything has to be beautiful at tea ceremony. And he takes his coffee black, which I was like, wow. There you go.
So good. Actually, we can read some of these. Rey only drinks gas station coffee with hazelnut creamer, and she does not understand why everyone is all up in arms about it.
She's just trying to figure out where her coffee comes from.
Wait, which one are you?
Well, I'm looking at Poe's. Man.
You're low-key Poe.
Han Solo is a cold brew in a 5-gallon jug that does not dilute it.
So Han.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, R2-D2 shows up 10 minutes late with an iced latte, and the reason he's late is he doesn't even try to hide it.
I'm R2. In high school, I was R2-D2, and my teacher, specifically my Spanish teacher, hated me for it.
What?
Well, I get it. I showed up late with Starbucks, and who gave me the permission to do that? No one. I was just a brat.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember a lot of people in high school coming in with Starbucks.
It was right across. A lot of times I would just make it at home in my leftover I had a Starbucks travel mug, but right. She always thought I went to Starbucks. Anyways, I'm R2-D2.
I had one quick thing, Steph. This was earlier in the week. This image resurfaced. It was the, I believe, 6-year anniversary of this photo. I'm going to try to put it up on screen for you right now. But essentially, it was the first photo that Disney put out. That Disney put out of the table read for Rise of Skywalker. Here I'm putting it up for, I think Steph can see it right now. And so this was the image that Disney Lucasfilm put out, and it's like J.J. Abrams. You got Mark Hamill. I think he's talking with Harrison Ford right now, and there's Carrie Fisher over there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then you also have, like, Adam Driver over here.
Yes.
Like, they had just finished a table read of...
Wow.
Yeah. Which, how
that
cool.
That gives me chills.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is really awesome. But I think what's kind of funny about that is, it was just 6 years ago, we didn't have any of these new movies. And now we got 5 movies, 2 seasons of Star Wars television, like just a lot of cool stuff. And it's kind of neat to, I guess, like think back to then and
what
they were all doing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's no, cool. That is crazy to think about. 6 years ago, what was I think I had just, or I was graduating college.
Mm.
You were like probably in or just starting college. When did Force Awakens?
Come out for me. For everyone, it came out in 2015, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
In December.
But it just, you got the special release.
Ah, yes. That's right. No, I actually remember where I was when I saw that photo. I think I was just finishing up a class, and I was with a bunch of just classmates that also were into Star Wars. I was like, oh, my God, they just finish the table read, like they're going to production, look at all these actors, because I think it was a few days after they announced like Adam Driver, John Boyega,
Oscar Isaac.
Like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be amazing. So oh my gosh, that's so funny how time flies. Wow,
it is. Oh wow, crazy. I need to rewatch episodes. I love Force Awakens so much.
I know, it's awesome. It's really great.
It's my favorite.
And you know what? The Force is going to reawaken this Monday on May the 4th, Steph. And I just cannot wait for Star Wars Day. It's what we're all waiting for. And tonight's Clone Wars is just on the top of my hype list right now. It's keeping us going during quarantine.
Yes.
Man.
But we'll on our social medias, we'll keep you guys posted on what time we're going to go live for Star Wars Day and what exactly we're going to do. If anything we can do interactive with y'all, we will love to do that. So we're going to see what's possible and what we can do. But yes, drinking will be involved.
Mm.
And stay tuned for the time. But Rye, until Monday, where can everyone find you?
Yeah, those social medias we were talking about. You got me at Rye Nilsen on Twitter. That's RYNILSEN. And then it's at Ryan Nilsen _ on Instagram. There's also another Twitter Steph and I are running for this show. And it's about the High Republic. I think like Get High Republic. Talking about getting like properties of the High Republic. Like get books. Get content of the High Republic.
so you can follow
that as well.
I need the long info for that.
Yes, you do. Steph, where can they find you?
I need to populate that. I have some ideas.
You got it.